DW. Today, more than 50% of the world's population of 7.6 billion lives in cities. By 2030, that number is expected to top 60%, according to the United Nations. But the world's megacities are already reaching their limits, and it's the mid-sized cities with populations of up to 5 million which will see the biggest influx. Ifa Dick, an urban expert with the German Development Institute, doesn't think these cities are ready to absorb the onslaught.
No, they won't be able to. The infrastructure still needs to be built to serve these extra people.
These crucial investments will create millions of jobs, which will in turn attract even more people to cities. But just who should finance this infrastructure development? According to Wolfgang Scholz of the Faculty of Spatial Planning at Dortmund University, the private sector is eager to invest.
Private investors are looking for an investment that will bring in returns over the long term. Infrastructure projects, of course, are grateful for the financial boost because people depend on these services. And anyone who decides to back a water supply network, for example, won't have to worry about a competitor building up a second supply network. In a sense, we are creating monopolies.
But Scholz, an expert on urban planning and infrastructure, especially in the Southern Hemisphere, warns against the dangers of privatization.
The liberalization of the water market in the 1990s, an idea proposed by the World Bank in some African and Asian cities, has generally led to a deterioration of the water supply. And then the municipalities had to spend a lot of money to get the water systems back.
What then are cities desperate to replace their crumbling infrastructure to do? Most cities have little or no tax revenue to contribute to infrastructure investment. That's usually controlled by the state. But Scholz says there have been some success stories. Tanzania, for example.
Man hat jetzt gesagt, ihr Städte bekommt das Geld.
There, the government said the cities would receive the funds, but they had to prove they could provide the necessary services. If local governments were able to prove they properly managed these services, they were given more authority to make decisions.
Huge investments are still needed to meet the demand for sustainable urban development. This week, city and government representatives are meeting with researchers, business people and civil society representatives at the World Urban Forum in Kuala Lumpur to discuss how sustainable development can be realized.
A sustainable city meets social, economic and ecological requirements. It's inclusive, productive and environmentally friendly.
Today, cities are responsible for around three-quarters of global CO2 emissions. Around 80% of the world's gross national product is generated by cities. But resource consumption by cities is just as high. To make our urban homes more sustainable, Dick says modern technology is a must, be it in the energy sector, water supply, transport networks or information and communication technologies. Around the world, so-called smart cities are being planned to take advantage of everything these technologies have to offer. In October 2016, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman announced his city of the future, NEOM, to be built on the shores of the Red Sea. Billed as the most modern city in the world, it would be a liberal enclave with its own taxes and laws, and a source of well-paying jobs for Saudi Arabia's fast-growing educated population. Menial work would largely be done by robots, with digital networking playing a central role. It aims to follow the model of the Songo, a district southwest of Seoul that provides a high-tech 24-hour networked home to around 100,000 well-off people. But these cities of the future have their detractors.
I don't see this kind of smart city as a sustainable alternative, because that becomes almost a ghetto where only the rich live together, sealing themselves off from ordinary people.
Stefan Schmitz is an urban planner and architect in the city of Cologne. Since 2012, he's been responsible for planning a new development in Mongolia, Maidar City. Situated near the Mongolian capital, Ulaanbaatar, and intended to ease the housing pressure on the city of nearly 1.5 million, Maidar City is being planned with ecology in mind.
You can't just buy a piece of land and do whatever you want. There are very specific rules, especially when it comes to ecological construction and the use of renewable energy.
His vision, however, goes far beyond environmental sustainability. In his plans, Maidar City will not just have one city centre. Instead, it will have many neighbourhoods with their own focal points, each providing jobs and housing, cultural offerings and public services. This, says Schmitz, is how livable cities should be built, not as luxury ghettos or gated communities for the wealthy.
A city can only be sustainable when it's mixed, both socially and functionally.
DW